Hey, this is Al Fink here at BNCLive.com. How are we doing tonight? It's Wednesday, last day of May, May 31st. Hey, we're going to have with us tonight Bruce Ferguson from the Easy Outs. And we're expecting his call momentarily. It looks like he's coming in on the line right now. So we're gonna bring Bruce on the line and chat a little bit, and we'll find out about the band and what's going on. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Man, we haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, real long time. God's got to be about a year and a half, maybe?
At least, yeah. I haven't been doing live shows before about a week or so ago, so I started doing live shows again. I've been busy archiving a lot of my shows and getting them up on Mixcloud and stuff, and kind of thinking through how I wanted to do the show again, but we can always talk about that later. Hey, first, before we start the show, I wanted to actually thank you, because you and Wendy have been two of my biggest supporters throughout my entire career here, and I really appreciate that. You're always liking my posts and stuff on Facebook, and you know, always a big proponent of my show, and I really appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Anytime. You got a great show there, so it's, you know, we gotta get you out there. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. So I'm looking at your webpage here, the Easy Outs webpage at theeasyouts.com, and I'm looking at a lot of your gigs. But before we go into your gigs and stuff, let's talk about some of the cool stuff you got going on. First, tell us a little bit about the band and the players, and then we can kind of go into some of the things you got going on. Our communication back and forth over the internet sounded very, very exciting. So I'm really, we're interested in hearing about that. So go ahead, Bruce.
Well, we got, you know, Paul Lambert on drums, John DiVolo on bass, and we have a new guitar player, John Mansfield, who's phenomenal. Steve and Mike had left the band in March to pursue other things, so we put an audition out there, and we got John Mansfield, who's absolutely, and got another guitar player that will be announced very soon. And
I think you lost me. Hold back.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. So we're like the Easy Outs Mach 2 right now, but everything's going good. Rehearsals are going really well. We got some great shows coming up in July. We're playing with the Smithereens at the Wonder Bar.
I'm actually looking at that right now. That's the second and the third. Are you playing both days?
We're playing the Monday on the third.
I gotcha. Okay.
And that'll be the first time we played there. Geez, about a year. Something like that. And then we're back there again on August 5th with Dramarama, which is always a great show, because this will be like, I think, the sixth time we played with them, five or six times.
That's fantastic. Now, are you opening for them, or are they opening for you? Yeah. How's that work out?
We're opening up for both shows.
Okay.
And then we have a show coming up in Philadelphia. July 22nd in Philly, Whiskey a Tango, and we got some other shows that will be announced very soon. But things are going really well. I mean, since the last time we spoke, you know, we Desolate Road came out, did very well. Very proud of the record, and right now we're in the middle of finishing up the new one.
What's the name of that recording going to be? The name of that album going to be?
Right now the working title is Hot Mess.
Okay. And now what I'm reading here on the internet is you're actually getting a lot of play in Europe. That seems to be happening with a lot of American bands these days. So, why do you think that is?
I think Europe loves rock and roll, and America likes rock and roll, but not as much as I think the Europeans do, because they always like something new. And it really, that's like their number one thing is rock and roll. America, if you look at the Billboard charts and everything, it's all hip-hop and rap. You know, and that's what's great about Europe, because they'll pick right up on you. You know, you put a record out, and they just love it. You know, like Japan and you know, Europe, Australia, we're being played all over the place. So I'm really happy about that.
And, yeah, that's what I'm seeing here. It's that's fantastic. The also, it said here the Easy Outs album, Desolate Row, we made number 9 out of 15 top New Jersey original bands. So is that like a contest that goes on, or how is that picked?
That's a yearly by Airplay, albums that they love, you know, things like that. And we were picked out of that. And I was very happy. I was very shocked too at the same time. So, you know, so I was really happy about that. But Desolate Row, I think, did very well. It kind of like opened the doors up for us. And now the next record's going to kick the door down, because the next record's really, it's a lot different from Desolate Row, but it still has that kick to it. So it's really, there's some really good stuff on there. And we just got some guitar work and a little vocal work to do, and it's done. I think we're going to start mixing in June, the end of June.
How many tracks are on the new record?
11. It's going to be 11.
11. Okay. That's a good number. So are these songs that you've been working on throughout your career? I know you've worked quite a while at writing music and stuff. So is this stuff that you've worked on in the past that you just haven't released, or pieces of it? How does the building of these tracks, how does that work? How do you go about that?
Well, what we usually do, we actually started this record before Desolate Row came out. We started working on this record back in June of 2015. And what we do is, like, at rehearsal, we'll start jamming on a riff, and we'll put it on a phone. We'll put record on the phone, and then we'll leave it there for a while. We'll go back to it. And some songs come real quick. Some take, you know, a lot longer. But the riffs and everything are on the phone. So when we go back to it and say, you know, let's start working on a new song, we can go listen to it. And it may not be the same, but it takes us to a place in the song to make it a song. Do you know what I'm saying? And then when
Sure.
I hear the music, that's when the melody starts hitting me and the placements and the lyrics and everything else, I start hearing something, because it's the music that inspires me on what I'm going to write. You know what I mean?
Sure. So you're starting with the actual instrumental music, and then when you're listening to that, you get inspired about, you know, with the words, basically.
And then we try to, you know, structure it the way it should be, or whatever. We'll structure it differently. We'll work on it, and we might pull a verse out and make the chorus the first thing. You know, it all depends. And then when I hear it, when we get it on the phone, we try to get a rough copy of it on the phone. And then, John, the bass player, he usually records all our rehearsals. He'll just email it to everybody. And then I can listen to it in the car, and that's where I get inspired on what I'm going to, you know, what I'm going to do.
I remember you telling me this before.
Yeah. And it's a really good process for me. It works really well, because some people can, I used to be able to, like, you know, just bang lyrics out, but it's when you got the music, that's what really inspires you. You know what I mean? And then the song basically starts writing itself. And that's basically the way I work. You know, I did the same thing with the Satisfactors record I did a few years ago. And, you know, once I hear music, I'm in it. I'm going to run with it. You know what I mean? So we started this, like I said, we started this one back in June of 2015, and we've been in the studio off and on since. You know, we took our time, want to make sure it was right. But so far, so good. This album is really going to be phenomenal. I'm really happy with it. I mean, I got the grip weeds all over the record, too, playing guitar, keyboards, things like that. And because Kurt Ryle's producing it again, the grip weeds.
So, do you give the fans a sneak preview of some of the things as you're building the songs? You ever kind of just give them like a sneak peek and put some parts of the things on SoundCloud and ever do stuff like that? Or you wait until it's finished?
We're waiting until it's finished, but we have been playing a couple songs live. There's a song called Cross the Line that we've been playing live for the last year. Another one, which is one of my favorites, is called Let It Go. We've been doing those two. There's also a song in there called Dirt City, which I co-wrote with Tommy Frenzy from Tough Darts. Now, do you remember Tough Darts? It's all for the love of rock and roll. Your love is like a nuclear waste. Do you remember those songs?
No, I don't. I don't want to interrupt you, but you've been doing some stuff in Philly, I noticed, and you actually have somebody on from Pennsylvania. If you want me to put them on with you, maybe they want to ask you some questions about the band.
Sure.
Would you like to do that? All right, hang on one second.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, caller, are you there? I can hear music in the background. Do you want to speak on the air? Yeah, it sounds like they're at a bar,
right.
And there's music in the background. So we'll just let them listen. I didn't think they could hear me. So
yeah,
we don't want to interrupt the show. So they're on. So they were probably they were probably at a bar or something because I heard a lot of music in the background. I don't know. Did you hear that as well?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yes. Yes, I don't want to interrupt the show with that. So they could just keep listening if they want to. They could send me some sort of message if they want to talk on the phone. I don't want to interrupt the show. So you're doing a lot of work in Philly, I noticed, and you got a few gigs coming up in Philly. So is that a new opening area for you, or is that some place you've played in the past?
We played there in the past. We played at a place called the Grape Room, which is a really cool rock and roll club. On Grape Street in Philly, which is it's an awesome, awesome little club. And then we're going back there, like I said, in July. And we're trying to open up a little bit more in Philly. And we're going to be doing some stuff in New York City, hopefully in August or September. So we're lining stuff up. I'm trying to get this new record out by September. That's what we're shooting for. So we can just promote it and have like a CD release party and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Where's your favorite place to have a release party?
Well, I would love to do one at the Wonder Bar or Pony or something, which would be really cool. Or even a smaller place, like
mm-hmm.
the Brighton Bar, something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of those releases at the Brighton Bar. I notice when I look online, I see a lot of that going on over there.
Yeah,
at the Brighton Bar. You're playing? Did you say you were playing at the Stone Baby in June in Philly? Is that? I'm looking at your schedule here. It says Easy Outs shared Stone Babies first. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you were already playing
there.
Yeah,
Stone Babies, the other band that we're playing with, along with Colossal Street Jam, and that's at the Whiskey Tango in Philly on the 22nd.
I was actually told that you were playing with Colossal Street Jam. I actually interviewed Gene last night. He says, "Yeah, we're playing with the Easy Outs." I forgot where he told me you were playing. So I guess this is it, Whiskey Tango.
Cool.
What kind of room is that? I've never been there.
I've never been there. Actually, I never even heard of it. And I hear it's an awesome place. So I'm looking forward to that. I hear it's an awesome place.
Okay. So I'm going down the schedule a little bit more. So tell us some more about process of writing these songs. I know a lot of musicians, they sit down at a piano and they're writing. It sounds like you have a little bit of a different process where you're actually getting the whole band together and then you're almost like jamming, basically. You are jamming.
It's like you're jamming on a riff. Someone will come up with a riff. And then everybody kind of like jumps in. And when you do that a lot, it really comes natural, you know, and you can basically bang songs out pretty quick. But if it's something that's really, you know, if you got a good groove going on, you can actually get your whole structure down, you know, the chorus or, you know, the middle eight or whatever, put it all together. And once that process is done, you know, it may take a little while, a few rehearsals, because something might get changed, something might not. But like I said, that's what inspires me when I hear something. And that you know, the song will tell me where to go with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it just pumps so easy for me when I do that in that process, you know? Because I'm a melody guy. I put a great melody into a song, you know?
So you're the guy who basically writes the lyrics in most of the songs. Is that how it works, or?
Pretty much.
Okay. And then how about so you're jamming. So are you using you're doing riffs. So are you using riffs from some of your other songs to get started, or you know the guitar player just picks up the guitar and starts saying, hey, how does this sound? And then the drums come in to do a beat with them, and then the bass comes in. Is that kind of how it goes? I'm trying to understand the process.
Exactly.
I'm very interested.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Like, you know, the guitar player just start playing this riff, and everybody will just start jamming on it, you know? And before you know it, you got a song.
That is so cool.
You know?
So now, yeah.
It's strange, but you know what? It's like a salad. You throw everything in there, and whatever you do, it seems to work. You know what I mean? You mix it up a little bit.
Works real well for you.
Yeah.
Where do you do this? Do you do this? Do you have a small little studio at one of your homes, or do you rent a room?
I got a studio in my basement, so we just rehearse. We rehearse there. So it's a good place.
That's convenient. That's very convenient. So you've been basically working on the Easy Out project since I've talked to you last, it sounds like.
Pretty much. I've been like going full bore with it, you know, trying to, you know, make sure everything is right and, you know, in a studio a lot. We're doing a lot of studio work. And that's my main focus is, you know, getting this record done, and we're like really close.
You know, it's funny when I said
good stuff on here.
Absolutely. You know, I was when we were communicating this morning and I asked you what band that you wanted to cover and you sent me back to Ramones. I said, okay, we're going back to cover now. So I said, let me ask you. That was funny. I just rolled out of bed. And that's I better find out who he wants me to talk about with him tonight before I go and do any posting. So that's why I kind of got to you early.
Gotcha.
So let me ask you. So I know I think you told me this in the past. I think that the last couple times I talked to you, you know, you told me the Ramones were a big influence on you. What other bands? I remember listening to some of your music in the past, and a lot of it sounded a lot like 80s music in new wave, you know, kind of new wave music. And I was really into that in the 80s and listening to your music in the past. It was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I remember now when I was like 25, you know what I mean? So, and going and hearing this kind of music, is that the push now with you guys as well? I mean,
that's our sound. I want to say our sound is kind of like based in the 70s. And because that was such an awesome era. And not to sound nostalgic or whatever, because 80s were good. The 80s were okay. But the 70s were the for the musically, I thought was probably the best times. And that's where the Easy Outs have that 70s feel to it. You know, the New York Dolls, you know, it's got a little bit of the Ramones, a little bit of the New York rock and roll, 70s Max's Kansas City style stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there
were
such great bands that came out of there. And but I would say the 70s is where, you know, we're I wouldn't say we're modern. We're modern, but we're not. We just like the, you know, the kick-ass rock and roll, you know. So, you know.
So
straight ahead.
Did you play back in the 70s and the early 80s?
The 80s I did, the mid-80s, late-80s.
Okay.
I had a band. I had bands back then, but I've been writing all my life, so I've got, you know, ton of stuff. So, and actually, there's a song on the new record that I wrote like 30 years ago, lyric-wise, and it was it's on the new record. And we were doing the song's called Ephrata, and we recorded the music and all. So I went back to my lyric book that I did. And I says, wow, this is going to work. So I pulled a song out that I had written 30 years ago, and it actually works perfect in this song for the new record. And it's still new because no one's heard it. You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's 30 years old. So
It's kind of like the lost archive almost.
Yeah, yeah. And it worked out perfect. It's a beautiful song.
What's the name of it?
It's called Ephrata.
Ephrata. Yeah, I haven't. I'm sorry to say, I haven't listened to the new album. You know, and I should have. I haven't had a whole lot of time today. I've been out on the road most of the day, and I want to kind of listen to the music. Is it up on? Is it up on Reverb Nation?
Music. Are we talking about the new record coming out?
Yeah,
or
no, the record that Desolate Row.
Yeah, yeah, that's up. I don't know if it's up on Reverb, but it's up on Spotify, iTunes, you know, all of them. But that album's already been out a year and a half already. I can't believe it.
That's amazing. Now, are people buying the entire album on iTunes and Spotify? Or are they buying certain tracks? How's your music selling that? Which way is it selling?
It's Amazon. I think we sold out the first day it came out on Amazon twice.
That's amazing. And there people are actually buying the hard copy of the CDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, and the downloads and things like that. So everything adds up. It's in the stores, too. It's in, like, Target and those places, record stores. So.
Oh, no kidding. I'm going to go and grab a copy. So what was I going to ask you? I'm looking now at your gallery here. So let's see. I'm looking. I can see you in some of these pictures. These are pictures of you at gigs or playing with other artists, or are these all or your own band members here in the gallery?
I think it's all the band members.
I gotcha. Let me look at your bio again real quick here. It's been such a long time. So let's see. So you have five signs. So you still doing anything with Gar? I mean, with Gar Francis?
Not in a while. Not in a while since we did the Satisfactors album. That was, we did that in 2014. And,
yeah, that was.
He's been off doing his thing, and, you know, I think he finished the new Doughboys record. That's going to be coming out. And then, you know, Mike Scavone's playing with the Yardbirds.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, Kenny Aronson, I still speak to once in a while, and Kurt's, you know, the drummer for the Satisfactors. He's in, you know, the drummer for the Gripweeds. He's producing a new record, so So I still, you know.
They're doing some, the Gripweeds are doing some stuff with you on the new album. Is that what you were telling me before?
Yes, yeah. Kurt's on the record. Kristen's on the record. Rick is going to be doing some guitar work on the record. So they're great. They really did a phenomenal job on this record. Production-wise, Kurt really did a great job. And we're doing vinyl. We're doing vinyl for this new record, too, by the way.
Oh, no kidding. And now, are you going to record it in digital or analog on the new record?
It's all analog. We're doing all analog.
Oh, that's fantastic. There's a huge difference in sound, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference in sound between analog and digital, you know, people don't realize. So, you know, I was buying old big lots of albums for a while. That's what I kind of did in my little sabbatical for my show, and I was selling them. And then you listen to the old analog records, and then you listen to the new ones that are showing like in, you know, in the store that are digital, and there's no comparison.
No comparison.
So you're basically mastering the songs in an analog studio. Is that the equipment that you have, or you go out to a studio that has analog equipment?
Kurt's doing all that. Kurt's doing all the mastering and everything. He's got the 2-inch tape too that we're recording on. So he's doing that. Yeah. We did Desolate Row on 2-inch tape too. We did that on analog.
That's fantastic. That really adds to the sound.
Oh yeah, it's a nice warm sound to it. And then all digital. There's only a little bit of digital on the just the transferring of the tracks onto digital, but you don't hear it. It's still analog. So
that's very cool.
We're gonna be doing vinyl for the next record. We're gonna do like half vinyl, half CDs for that. So I'm looking forward to that. Because everybody's buying vinyl.
I know. Well, the records they fly out the door, especially analog records. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So what are you doing as far as like merch? I'm looking at your, let me see if what comes up here, merch. I see on your homepage or your webpage here it says, look at your cover. Wow, that's pretty cool. Your covers are really cool. So is the merch basically the music, or do you have like shirts made up and stuff or posters?
Yeah, we got shirts and the CDs for merch on there. People can buy the CD through our site, or best to buy off of Amazon, iTunes, things like that, Spotify.
I like the car on there.
Oh, you like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And in the background, it's kind of like, looks like a sunset there in the background there.
Yeah.
Who did the artwork there for you? Did you guys do that yourself, or did you go outside for that?
I came up with the concept, and I brought it to Randy Craig, this artist, Randy Craig, and he just took it to the next level and did a phenomenal job with the inside and the back cover and everything. And I had the whole concept in my head, what I wanted to do, and it worked out good.
Yeah, you really got it together. I mean, you have the artwork here, you have the music. This is very well put together. I applaud you.
Thank you.
All right, I know you wanted to spend about a half an hour, so why don't we spend the next few minutes of tell people how they can get in touch with you, your website, and your Twitter, and any other way you think you should tell folks. You know, how to reach you, and maybe just go over your gigs one more time, and then we'll let you get back to getting this great music on some tape.
Cool. Well, people can purchase the CD from Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. They can MVD Entertainment, who's our distributor, worldwide distributor. Main Man Records, our label. MainManRecords.com, And they can go to the stores, too, and get them.
That's very cool.
Any which way, I can't think of anything else. Where else can they get? Yeah, that's about it. All the major downloads, you know, things like that. And what else? And to look for, and theeasyouts.com, which we're in the process of rebuilding. So that'll be up, you know, on a new built website very soon. And Facebook, and people can reach us on Facebook. Just type in the Easy Outs and go right to us. We got the fan page on Facebook. We got Twitter at the Easy Outs, Instagram, you know, all the regular social media outlets. All of them.
Wonderful. Excellent. You got great distribution. You got great distribution. Why don't you tell us about your gigs, and then we'll let you get back to business.
Okay, we got coming up July 3rd at the Wonder Bar with the Smithereens, which I'm really looking forward to. July 22nd at the Whiskey Tango in Philadelphia, and then back to the Wonder Bar August 5th with Dramarama. And after that, we're September 26th, the Colts Neck Festival. And then we're going to be hitting probably New York, I'm hoping in September. We're going to be hitting New York September and October. And then somewhere in between that, we're going to be at the Brighton somewhere too. So we're pretty good for the next 6 months with the new album coming out called Hot Mess. And very proud of it. And then we got a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a great tight schedule going on, and boy, you've really put the pedal to the metal in the last couple of years.
That's it. I love to be busy.
That's the way to be. All right, Bruce. Well, thank you very much, Bruce, lead singer of the Easy Outs, and it's always a pleasure. And again, thanks for supporting the station like you do, and. You're one of my biggest advocates. Not a problem. I appreciate everything you do, and we love your music, and we love having you on the show. So we'll be catching up again in a lot less time than a year and a half. Okay.
Oh, definitely. When the new record comes on, I want to be on this show.
You got it. Why don't you shoot me something a week or so before you're ready to go? You know.
Okay.
And we'll get you right back on, okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you for supporting us, too, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. You deserve it, and you guys have phenomenal sound, and you're great entertainers.
Thank you.
All right. So give Wendy my best, okay?
I will. Thank you, my brother.
Okay. You take care, Bruce. All right. Thank you very much, Bruce. All right, this is Al Fink, BNCLive.com. We're going to call it a wrap for the show tonight. That was Bruce Ferguson of the Easy Outs. We've talked to Bruce several times in the past. He's been a great supporter of the show and plays great music. You got to get out to see him. You got to get out and buy his records. And we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow night. I don't know who's going to be on the show, so it's going to be a surprise. Try to get my buddy Billy Martin, and Billy's very busy with a lot of gigs going on, so we're going to try to get him on in the next couple of days. He's got a great reunion gig coming up on Sunday. It's in the afternoon. We'll give you that more information about that in the next couple shows coming up. So we'll probably have Billy on for a little while in the next couple of days. We're working on a couple of other artists, and we'll be back. This is Al Fink, BNCLive.com. All right, you have a good night. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.